AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A day after posting their biggest gains in some 2 years, the markets have their biggest losses in some 2 years. The Dow tumbling 1063, a 3% loss. The NASDAQ fell 5%, dropping 647 points, its biggest slide since June of 2020. S&P 500 lost 3.6% of value, 153 points. Traders are worried about the Federal Reserve being able to rein in inflation through big interest rate increases and not push the economy into recession. The Senate votes next week on legislation that would codify abortion rights into federal law. Democrats mounting their response to the Supreme Court's leaked draft decision that would overturn the landmark Roe v. Wade ruling. Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow says Republicans are trying to distract voters away from the debate over abortion rights.
What Senator McConnell has done, I said, look over there. Let's talk about leaks. Let's not talk about the women of this country and what's on the line. Well, next week, they're not going to get away with just saying, let's look over there. They're going to have to vote.
Next Wednesday's vote will mostly be a symbolic gesture because the Democrats don't have the votes needed to overcome a GOP filibuster. United Nations Food Agency Director David Beasley is pleading for Ukraine's Black Sea ports to be opened in order to ship grain to hundreds of millions of desperate people.
This grain helps feed 400 million people around the world, and these ports are shut down because of this war. We need to get the ports open, operational. Otherwise, we're going to have catastrophe on top of catastrophe, millions of people around the world starving to death.
Beasley says 98% of Ukraine's grain exports were shipped through those ports before the Russian invasion. Ukrainian troops recaptured some areas of the south and repelled Russian attacks in the east. This is AP News. President Biden names Karine Jean-Pierre as White House press secretary.
Jen Psaki leaves the White House next week. She praised her successor, who will be the first Black woman and the first openly LGBTQ person to serve as White House press secretary.
She will give a voice to so many and allow and show so many what is truly possible when you work hard and dream big.
Jean-Pierre said she appreciated the historic nature during her first appearance at a daily briefing last year.
Being behind this podium, being in this room, being in this building is not about one person. It's about, you know, what we do on behalf of the American people.
President Biden says Jean-Pierre will continue to lead the way in communicating about the work of the Biden-Harris administration on behalf of the American people. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Police say a man opened an emergency exit on a United Airlines jet and climbed onto a wing as it taxied toward a gate following landing early this morning at O'Hare in Chicago. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.